Thanks for joining us for another edition of Florida's on WQCS.org. Here's Janie Gould.
Florida's population grew dramatically during the post-war baby boom. Schools struggled to keep up and recruited teachers from all over. Weta Wyatt and her late husband Jack moved from Tennessee to teach in Vero Beach in 1956. They rented a small apartment close to school. The elementary school and junior and senior highs were next to each other, just south of Vero's downtown. The Wyatts had two babies and one car.
It was a grocery store, McClure's Drug Store, Bergman's 10-cent store, and Amelie's Children's Store, and I could walk to all those places.
Jack Wyatt's first job was teaching physical education at the elementary school.
He taught two classes at a time, and the classes averaged over 40 children, so he had around 80 students each 30 minutes of the day, except for one 30-minute period he had off.
So the schools were definitely overcrowded.
Unbelievable, really. I believe there were about 1,100 children in the first sixth grade.
But she didn't have second thoughts about having moved to Florida.
What I liked about it more than anything is the good weather here. I couldn't believe when wintertime came that diapers didn't freeze on the line.
Jack and later Weta supplemented their salaries by driving a school bus.
Some people will remember Dr. Guerin. He had a little boy who rode Jack's bus. Mrs. Guerin called one afternoon. She says, "Jack, I don't know who else to call. My husband is in surgery. Jimmy hasn't come home from school. I don't have a car. I don't know what to do, and I think he's probably in the picture show. Could you possibly go down and check?" Jack went down. Sure enough, he was right there, sound asleep, and so he picked him up and took him home.
In the 1950s, girls often wore flouncy crinolines under their skirts, which made the hallways even more crowded. Weta Wyatt taught physical education at the time.
Out in the locker room, it was so crowded with all those crinolines, because the girls had to wear a uniform for physical education, that I put eye bolts in the ceiling and ran wires and took clothespins to hang them up there and get them up over our heads without asking permission in order to be able to have room enough that I could see what was going on in the locker room. You had 7th graders through 12th graders in the locker room all the time. You could just barely squeeze around in there.
That must have been a sight, 50 crinolines hanging up on a clothesline in the locker room.
Well, it was. It's funny to even think about, but it was also a sight in the halls, where you had all these crinoline skirts and girls holding them in as they walked down the hall, because it was crowded. It was unbelievable. At one time, it was so crowded that if you had a study hall and the weather was good, you just went out and sat on the ground outside. People were moving in like crazy, and every year they would have to search for teachers. Vero Beach was such a wonderful town. It was not like the small towns of Kentucky and Tennessee, where if your grandfather wasn't born there, you were an outsider. A lot of the stores in town gave teachers 10% discounts, including Amelie, because that's where I bought the first disposable diapers. 10% off tells you how badly they wanted teachers and wanted to keep them.
Did pretty much all the stores do that?
Well, most of the stores we traded at did.
A generation earlier, Vero schools provided a dormitory for single female teachers. It was known as the Teacherage. The late Catherine McClure, who moved to Vero from Georgia in 1926 and later became principal of the elementary school, told Weta Wyatt about it.
There weren't any suitable places for young women to rent, and they had lots of very strict rules for young women and how they would behave themselves.
The school system did?
Yes. Catherine said that it was a great place to be, though, because there weren't very many single women, and there were lots of single men, so you had lots of gentlemen friends. But the teachery, she said, was a real experience. It was just a wooden building, and it was up on blocks. And she said everybody had chickens, so the roosters woke them up every morning, and a lot of the chickens would go under the building, sometimes the armadillos, maybe a pig sometimes, and an occasional skunk.
And it was on the school property?
Yes.
Was it rent-free living there?
She didn't say. Times were good when they first came. Florida was booming in 1926, and it was booming in 1956 when we came.
Weta Wyatt retired in 1988 after 32 years in teaching and administration. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.